Welcome back to the place where smart people get their news. The Harbin Program and Congressman Charlie Rangel on the line with us. Charles Rangel, the congressman from the 15th District of New York, rangel.house.gov, his website. Congressman, welcome back. Congressman?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so sorry, Tom.
That's quite all right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, we are on the air. I understand that Rick Perry came into your neighborhood the other day. Was it yesterday, the day before?
Not that I know of. As a matter of fact, I had not known that he was coming, except I heard on the radio, and I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop by. I had no idea it was a fundraiser, but I thought I'd take this opportunity to show that no matter what one's political ideology is, that that they would be welcome to my congressional district.
Yeah, I think
of course,
that
side thoughts was the more they see and hear Rick, the more support Obama will be getting out of my district.
I suspect you're right. Now, meanwhile, there's serious business going on. You've got this House Resolution 2394, Rebuilding America's School Act, that you're sponsoring?
Yes, indeed.
Can you tell me about that, please?
Well, it's a part, really, of the president's commitment to make certain that this fiscal setback does not interfere with the moving forward that we have to do in school building. And that it fits right into the jobs program. But, you know, people talk about no spending and no revenues, but just saying that you're cutting spending doesn't mean you're saving money. We still have to educate our children. We still have to have bridges and tunnels and infrastructure. So this is a part that I have been, my main interest besides peace and not these unwarranted, unconstitutional war, have been the education of our kids. It's been a key for me from the streets of Lenox Avenue and from people from rural and inner city areas. You need to have an education. And so therefore, when I saw the president with this bill, I pulled out my bill and said, hey, let's rebuild our schools and have an atmosphere which is conducive to kids learning math and science and allowing our great country to once again become competitive.
Now, we have, as the consequence of these wild, wild storms that seem to be associated with the 5% more atmospheric moisture we have now than we did 30 years ago because of global warming. We've generated
Warming?
Yeah.
You obviously did not listen to the Republican presidential debate.
I did. But in any case, these storms have generated $36 billion worth of damage. The Democrats in the Senate have said, okay, let's answer the call of the governors in the various states who've declared emergencies and are asking for help and give them six and change, almost $7 billion in relief. In the House of Representatives, though, Eric Cantor, John Boehner, the Republicans are saying, no, only three and change, $3 billion. And we're going to put it this major budget bill, this omnibus bill. So if the Democrats insist on more, it's going to grind government to a halt. How, if the Republicans in Congress and the House of Representatives are so committed to not putting people back to work, rebuilding places like Joplin, Missouri, that have been devastated by a tornado, how do you think that you can get an education bill through where they would, you know, rebuild the schools that have been devastated by 30 years of Reaganomics and neglect?
I think the president recognized that there's nothing constructive that he can do, that the Republicans intend to meet him halfway. And so therefore what he has done, and we have tried to do, is to take this to the street, take it to the American people, indeed take it to the small business people, take it to the people that need a strong America to continue to make more money. And I'm certain that if you ask any school teacher, if the teachers and the principals and even the kids would call up their congressperson and say, hey, I want to learn, but I need a new place I need a place that's conducive to learning.
Right.
And in addition to that, you know, you can't do it with a building, and the president's trying to avoid the layoff of teachers. And so, in answer to your question, the future of our country is more important to leave it just in the hands of the federal government. We need the guidance and support of educators, spiritual and moral leaders to push their member of Congress. And I can honestly say, just tell them to do the right thing.
Right, and that would be to call your member of Congress and say, sign on to H.R. 2394.
You bet your life. That's the way to get it done.
The Rebuilding America's School Act. Sir, while we have you with us, we just have a minute or two, and I know you're on the run too, but the last time we talked about how a draft might have something to, you know, might very quickly end our wars. Any progress on that?
No, but I have made talks on that, and now I really have a concerted effort to try to get the religious leaders involved in this draft thing. You know, the saving of life, humanity has a deep moral commitment to try to save lives, notwithstanding the fact that some people in the Tea Party are just overjoyed when a hypothetical 30-year-old kid died with no insurance.
Right.
But our spiritual leaders, human life is the creation of God. And so when you find over 6,000 American violent men and women dying for this country in a war that has no constitutional authority, you would think that every religion would say, stop the killing on both sides. But we don't hear from them. And so I don't expect that the Congress is going to say, hey, I don't mind my grandkids and my kids being placed in harm's way for the good of the country. I support the draft. I don't expect that. But I do expect that they will acknowledge that they are somebody's kids, grandkids, that are dying. And perhaps then, well, I know, we would be more reluctant to put our country in harm's way, our kids in harm's way, if we thought for 1 minute that it could affect our families and sometimes our communities.
Yeah, and I think as a decorated war veteran, your words have so much more weight than chicken hawks like Dick Cheney. Congressman Charles Rangel. Charlie Rangel, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for all the good work you do, Tom.
Thank you very much. And people can get more information about H.R. 2394 over at rangel.house.gov. We'll be back. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.